It's now time for a very non-game edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where you normally play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to a friend, which games to simply pass on by. I am your... See, I was going to make a joke, but I'd give it away. I am your host that will promise to never make any changes and price increases due to other deals and then immediately change those prices and say, na-na-na-na-boo-boo, stick your head in doo-doo, Corey. And I am joined by Basher. I got nothing for you.
So it's all about you today, I see. All right, yeah, makes
sense. It's all about me. Normally, we talk about stuff like video games on this podcast, but instead, we're going to talk about the changes that Microsoft made to Game Pass. And typically, we do this whenever something big happens, but as well as is when, at the end of the year, we talk about Game Pass. And it's been a wild year for Microsoft in many ways because the Activision deal closed late last year. And so, were they going to do Call of Duty? Yes or no? They are. So, yesterday, they announced some changes that they're going to be doing to the ecosystem of Game Pass, and they're very confusing, in my opinion. They go against some of the things that they've said, and but it's Microsoft, right? But in a way, we also predicted this, so we're going to talk all about that. So, but before all that, let us know what you think about these changes. 574-651-9256, if you want to leave us a voicemail, text message. Let us know what you think. So, to get this started, let's talk about the major changes that Microsoft is going to do. Xbox Game Pass for console for existing subscribers. If you have this right now, you can keep this for $10.99 a month, and you'll get all of your day one Game Pass games as well as anything in the library on console. But if you do not have this tier from September 18th on, you will no longer be able to sign up for that tier. Instead, there will be Game Pass Standard, which will cost $14.99 a month. Does not include day one games, but they have not said what, like, when they say that, they have not specified if a third-party game, like the most recent game coming out, Flintlock, next week, if that will be included or not, because that is a day one game, but it's not a first-party game. And
also just like smaller titles in general, like I don't think right. That's going to apply.
They've announced that what's the one that everyone's with? Hollow Knight, the Silk Song, like that's a day one game, but like that's going to be like a $30 game. Is that included in day one? Didn't say.
I mean, but continue. We got more.
So with Xbox Game Pass Standard, that does include multiplayer though. So PC Game Pass is going up from $9.99 a month to $11.99 a month. This tier does include day one games and the full catalog on PC. What it does not say, though, is if it still includes EA Play. So if you've noticed, EA Play is not part of Xbox Game Pass Standard either. Then you've got the final tier, which is Xbox Ultimate, Game Pass Ultimate, which is no changes at all. But it is going up $3 from $16.99 to $19.99 a month. So in total, if you include Xbox Game Pass for console, which if you get it now, there are five different tiers, starting with Game Pass Core, which is the limited subscription to the catalog. There's only a rotating catalog of 25 games that is not updated regularly. It's updated, I think right now they're only committing to like two or three a year. Xbox Game Pass Standard for $14.99 a month, which includes online play, the catalog, but not day one games. PC Game Pass for $12 a month, which includes day one games. And Xbox Game Pass Ultimate for $20, which is everything you know and love and does include day one games. So let's talk about these tiers, how we feel, what we're feeling, and talk about Microsoft.
We also kind of, I don't know if it is part of this kind of price increase issue or not, but they're also saying things like Xbox Play Anywhere is the new way to play. So like, I feel like as we said on day one of this podcast, they're just moving further away from selling consoles specifically and just being a live service entity as Xbox Online, which, right. You know, which is absolutely fine. You know, like it is what it is. Like one of these companies have to do it eventually. And of course, it's going to be the one that is, quote unquote, not the hottest selling, you know, thing on the market. So to introduce tiers at this point, these new tiers, to me, it just screams, we need more players.
Right. Well,
and so here's some more tiers, but also like the new players, like, sorry, but like we have to make rent. So like we have to like nickel and dime you to the point where it does not make sense to have the lowest tier.
And that's, for me, look, Microsoft is notorious for talking out of both sides of their mouth. However, you know, people love to sort of clown on that, but I don't trust any of these companies as far as you can throw them. Now, that being said, I've openly said I'm a fan of Game Pass. I like what they're doing. To me, it's also, I'm not surprised that they're introducing a new tier. I'm not surprised that the prices are going up. I think we've talked about this.
We said this every year.
Yeah, every time. It's like, it's going to go up and it's going to continue to go up. But to do this now, after their summer showcase was extremely strong, and after there was so much sort of hubbub about, like, is Call of Duty coming to Game Pass? And they eventually did get out there finally and said, yes, it's coming to Game Pass. There's not going to be a new subscription. There's not going to be a new tier that's only going to have Call of Duty. That's not happening. And then now, not even a month later, being like, well, there's a new tier, but if you have the one you have now, that's okay, because that's not going anywhere. But so, like, they didn't lie, technically. They technically didn't lie. There's not a new tier that has Call of Duty, but there's a new tier that doesn't have Call of Duty.
And that's what they mean by day one. I really don't see a game like, I don't know, where's my Xbox app right now? Like, I don't see a game like Forza for sure, you know, like, but is Neon White from Annapurna, are you taking that away from people day one? Like,
right. That's non-AAA stuff. Is that stuff day one? And as always, Microsoft's communication is the problem here. Their PR is always so ridiculously bad that you have to ask these questions. I mean, look at the Xbox One reveal. I mean, it's easy to clown on, but it's like, you had different executives telling people different things. This should have been a very easy thing to do, even though it's bad news for the most part. The fact that there are now more questions is exactly why that people just get frustrated with them and can clown on them. It's like, you give people, you're letting the rope hang, you know, you're giving everyone rope, you know. That's not what I want to say. What do I want to say? They're giving themselves the rope to hang themselves. So
at $15 a month, $14.99, you get Game Pass Standard, which is it does not include any day one games, online play, but no cloud gaming.
Correct.
Like that. So you're paying $15 a month.
Well, which honestly, in the grand scheme, so the other thing is that they just did this. They just messed with the tiers this year. It was like 3 months ago. How the lack of foresight is mind-boggling in that sense. Like, you just did this. You just reformatted your tiers and now you're doing it again. Like, that just shows a lack of uniformity of people on the decisions that are being made. There are clearly a lot of decisions that people agree with, don't agree with internally here, which isn't surprising, because we've heard reports of that when it came to Call of Duty, like, some people were like, absolutely not, we need to sell that. And other people are like, are you crazy? Like, we can't. Like, we've told everybody we're giving it to you. You know, we're giving it to them. And so then there's also all the stuff about their games that they're bringing to other platforms. And instead of just answering the questions, it's some games. And, you know, I've actually been on their side of just like, they're not going to put every game on PlayStation. They're not going to do it while they have consoles on the market. They're just not going to. But It's just, it's a really weird situation. But for me,
we're definitely getting there.
It might happen eventually, but we'll see. But this notion that Xbox is going third party, I still just don't agree with. Again, all these companies are going to be third party eventually, but that's a different. But this was my biggest problem. Was originally it said Game Pass Core was $10 a month, and you also you had the Xbox Game Pass for console, which was $11.99. So it was like, it was really confusing because you could get Game Pass for console, which comes with day one game. So technically you would get Call of Duty with that tier, but you do not get to play online, which is the reason you buy Call of Duty. So it was like, it was a really strange tier in that it didn't make a lot of sense, because if you're going to have these live service games, they need to play online. So they have to get Ultimate. So it became this weird situation where it's like, it's, that's not even an upsell. That's just straight up like a bad, that's a bad time. You should not be doing that. So while this fixes that, it takes away their also biggest selling point, which is day one games. And that's just, they no longer can say that, right? Like they now have to say, play it day one with Ultimate or PC. And again, PC is the winner here. PC, you get a slight uptick in price, but like for the most part, for literally 40% less, you're getting the same thing that console users are getting.
Oh, I mean, they hate their console base so much. It is baffling. And I don't... So who's buying Game Pass to play offline only?
Right. Not many people.
And what tier is that?
That would be Game Pass for console currently, which was the $11 one.
Okay, so that's the people that play just their own, just to themselves. Don't know solo games, which is cool. You still get to play Doom and stuff, but I guess my question is, that's clearly an upsell, right?
Right. Yeah, like it makes more sense to get Ultimate because if you're buying it for Call of Duty, you basically had to get Ultimate. Like that's the only way that you could, because, or I guess you could pay for an Xbox Live Gold subscription a Xbox Game Pass Core, but it ended up being more. So like I doubt they actually let you do that. They probably forced you into Ultimate because it makes the most sense. But yeah, that tier just didn't make a lot of sense considering all the publishers and stuff that they bought. So
they're, man, like in my summation, they really are just doing whatever they can to grow this Game Pass audience. But I think you're maxed out. Like wherever you're at today with these numbers, you're going to see a huge uptick come November,
right?
For about a month or two. And this is going to go right back down to where it is today. I don't think you're getting more players and payers without just flat out saying, Sony, Nintendo, take our Game Pass.
I don't know if I entirely agree. Like, I think for me, this signifies the thing, like, and again, unfortunately, it gives people more firepower of the non-sustainable comment. And I think there is some truth to that. But what I've always said, and I think you've mostly agreed, is that Game Pass, it was always a loss leader. It was never not going to be a loss leader. But to me, this signifies that that experiment is done. Like that experiment of like, how many people can we get? If, you know, it's not quite the movie pass model, but it's that idea of like, let's keep this as low price as we can for as long as we can to get people in the door. And then we're going to raise prices. That's Netflix, that's everything. But the difference is that the removal of day one games from your basic tier, to me, is you've kind of shot this in the head now. Like,
oh yeah, right. Like any growth is gone.
Right. So but at the same time, and I believe we said this like 2 years ago too. I said the prices are gonna go up, and where my limit is $20. $20 a month is still an extremely good deal for what you're getting, especially if you're a Call of Duty player, you know, like
if you're using it, like right, if you're exactly. Actually downloading games, like multiple games a week and, you know, online for multiple hours a day. Like, yeah, like it's absolutely worth it.
But now that those other tiers, I don't know who those tiers are for. at all. Like, it used to be like, yeah, you should probably get Ultimate, like, but you could still have the Game Pass argument of like, yeah, if you don't want to play online, like, yeah, then just get regular Game Pass. But now it's just like, but you don't get day one games. So that your now basic tier is kind of a bad deal. like I just don't think it's that great of a deal anymore. I was like, yeah, maybe. Like, I don't. But it's, to me, the one reason why I don't subscribe to the PlayStation Plus one is because there's no guarantee of anything, if that makes sense. Game Pass has that selling of marketing, whatever you say, is day one games. So even if there's a month that I'm not that, you know, like, oh, like Microsoft doesn't have a big game this month, I know that they're going to. And that's enough to keep me enticed to keep paying them. But now that that's not there, like, I, for a lot of people, I can't be like, you know, we had the comment of just get Game Pass and you're good to go. And like, I can sort of still say that, but not really. Like, it's more like, hey, maybe check out Game Pass. Because if you're asking me that question, then you don't care about Ultimate. You don't care about playing online. You know, like, that's, it's just, it's a very, very weird way to go about this. And I don't, this isn't disastrous by any means, but again, this signifies that, you know, that experiment is over and we have now hit, like, we've got to start making money, which doesn't surprise me when you spent $80 billion on Activision. So,
right. I mean, something's changed, and the something is they spent a lot of money on this acquisition and everything else. So, like, in the early days of Xbox Live, it really did feel like the early days of MoviePass or even Netflix to that degree. And the idea of it being a lost leader was fine until it wasn't.
Right.
Like, it's no longer a lost leader. This is the direct, like, they need to make all their money, well, most of their money, if not all of it, from Game Pass. The console market is, they're moving past this, they're jumping ahead to something, like, and it's not a bad thing to do. Like, again, the industry is going this way, but, like, Microsoft has had a history of doing this where they're years ahead of the competition in the market and people just aren't ready for it. You've seen right. it with everything from the iPhone to the iPad even. Like, it's just, they're way ahead of the crowd, and then we're just like, not yet.
Right. It takes 3 or 4 years to catch on, you know, but Microsoft isn't good at waiting sometimes, you know. What's odd enough is, though, that the Xbox is, in general, is an interesting thing for Microsoft because it does not fit, well, for a long time it did not fit into Microsoft's ecosystems. Microsoft is usually not patient. I mean, look at Windows Phone. You know, I was a Windows Phone user. I absolutely love that platform. But they tried to do so many things to skip ahead. And even though they were revolutionary in some ways, they weren't in others, and they weren't willing to give it time to prosper. And Xbox is the one thing that they've constantly sort of played around with and given it time. But this move in particular signifies to me that, like, this is kind of it, right? Like, if they can't make this make sense or make it catch on, they're in some trouble. However, I still think that at 28 million plus subscribers that are paying subscribers, that's enough people that they're not going to shoot it in the head. But they've definitely made it far more difficult. They've made that value proposition far more difficult now.
They made that $28 million subscriber number look like it's not enough. It's,
right.
To me, they made it. They made it. They basically came out with these tiers and said, we got 28 million people on this platform subscribe to these services, and it's not nearly enough.
Yeah. Or
whether or not that's true actually or true in from the shareholders' point of view, because you know how shareholders are, they can never not make enough money.
Right.
But I truly think, like, a lot of people are using this like a, not like we do. I feel like there might be a lot of people out there who are using Game Pass almost like a gym membership, where they're going January through March and then they're not on the rest of the year. Like, or they might jump on here for this game and jump off when it's done. I feel like this is kind of signaling, like you said, we're moving full steam ahead with the with gaming as a service, live services. We need to make as much money and get as many people signed up as possible. Let's introduce these tiers, and let's introduce these tiers in a way where most people on the platform and newer people coming to the platform have to get the higher price version, because we just need the cash from right. we need to start making revenue.
Right. Like we've given you so much value, but now it's like it's time to pay it forward. So
exactly. Like, and they're not wrong. Right. You know,
to me, it's still baffling to me that PC Game Pass is, it's not even close, man. Like, PC Game Pass is $3 cheaper than your basic tier, and you get more with it, significantly more. The only difference between Ultimate and PC is Ultimate includes online play. So you're basically having, like, if you have both a PC and a console, which I do, like, even me, I'm just like, at this point, there's no point for me to have Ultimate. Like, I'm willing to give that up at this point, because PC is just such a drastically different and better proposition now, especially on the heels of supposedly they're starting next gen next year, or possibly 2026. It's like, it's a very weird move. And I'm going to go back to what we have said multiple times of just, dude, two tiers: Game Pass Standard, Game Pass Ultimate. Game Pass Standard gets you console, PC, cloud, no day one games. If that's how you, if this is now where we're at, where there's no day one games. Ultimate for $5 more, PC, console, cloud, everything that we already said, plus day one games. Done. Like, take the free PR win and stop trying to nickel and dime people because they've paid on... You introduced Xbox Live, so I get it. It's free revenue. But at this point, you don't... The growth of Xbox Live Gold doesn't matter anymore. And I think they know that. But they're not willing to take that... Like, well, we're not just going to give it away. Like, are you kidding me? Well, unless you're on PC, we'll give it to you. But no, there's just no way that we're just going to give it away. Like, are you crazy? It's just like, wait. Okay, stop. Like, if this was truly your play, you're going about it a way that is kind of ridiculous now. I'm still going to subscribe because I think it's a good proposition for me, but it is no longer what's the word? It's just, it feels a little scummy now. In some ways, I guess.
I'm not gonna lie to you. If it was not for you as a friend of mine in this podcast, I would really think about canceling my membership. Because looking at the games that they've released and knowing the developers they've purchased. And the developers they've closed at this point. It's very clear to me, I'm really here for the Xbox for the one or two games a year. And then the games I am playing on Game Pass, half of them are multi-platform anyway. I have no problem going, just throwing everything on my PS5 with everything else that my cousin also plays on. So, you know, like it really just makes it feel like there's more fluff and less like common sense to have it, you know?
Right. Like I said, we can't just be like, yeah, get Game Pass. Like, it just doesn't. And really, it's that thing of day one games. Like, it's just that was such a very enticing proposition, because even if you don't like Hellblade 2, you still
play it day one.
Right. Like, it's an exciting thing. It's an exciting thing. Like, yeah, I get to play that day one. And it's just like, even if you don't like it, you still feel like you got your value out of it. But now you're paying for possibly some decent games, but you don't even know what's in it. You know, like, no matter what they did, you knew you're going to get Gears of War. You knew you're going to get Halo. You knew you're going to get Hellblade. You're going to get Forza. Like, it was enough to not have to think about it. And now it's like, well, I might have to think about it. Like, if you're on Ultimate, nothing really changes for you. But now it's just like, it's just, yeah, I don't.
You definitely have to think about it now. Because just like you pointed out, like, before I could just tell someone, just get Game Pass.
Right.
Full stop. You know, like, it's not going to, like, to the point where they can just take that information, go into the Xbox, go online and just pick which version they want without asking me a follow-up question at all. Now it's get Game Pass, but get this version because you're this type of gamer until this time of the year that you want to upgrade. It's like,
well, and for me, to
compare it, Netflix has three standards, three tiers.
They're getting rid of one, aren't they?
Are they?
I feel like they're getting rid of like the middle tier or something like that.
Standard?
Yeah, I think they're getting rid of standard, and there's only going to be ad and the ad based one and like the high end one.
And premium. Listen, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to, like, honestly.
Right. Like, the cheap one or the expensive one, not this like halfway in between one.
And Netflix did it, and honestly, like, in a very grimy but smart play where it's the cheap one is with ads. Right. So do you want to watch a movie with ads in it? No. So get the premium.
Yeah.
Like, Microsoft could have done.
That one's such a wide, you know, price though, which is kind of strange. Like that one, it's like they're going to have basic for $7 a month or premium, which is like 23, 22, something like that now.
Yeah, 23.
Yeah. Like that's the one that's kind of crazy. But I digress.
But we're all going to do it because.
Right. You're one of two types of consumers. I'm an ad free person. My time is worth it to me. So.
Exactly. So. To compare that to the Xbox awkwardly changing their tiers every X amount of months or years, just make just have the two. Like,
yeah,
like you have your Xbox without online, and you have your Xbox with online.
Or even get rid of everything, but keep your dumb core name. Like, keep your basic core. And say, yeah, you get some games, like you get this library of games that we add to every now and then. But if you get Ultimate, you get everything. Again, it's having this middle tier that, like, basically where they took something away from you. That's basically what they've done, is they took something away from you and now said, well, now you got to give us more money for this thing. And it's like, it's still a good proposition, but now you've made it, it shouldn't have been this way. It really shouldn't have. So
it's super unfortunate because when you compare it to the PSN Plus, for example, it's still by a wide margin a much better option than PSN Plus.
Right.
But no one's complaining about what was, right?
Right.
But no one's complaining about it because no one was complaining about the PSN Plus because this is what you got and this is what you're going to get. Period. Like, do you want to play online or you're not playing online?
And to be fair, like, I think the other thing that we're not talking about is, like, this is technically a pretty hefty price increase as well. So, like, Game Pass for console got you day one games for $11. Now, if you want to sign up for it, it's $4 more, plus you lost something. Like, that's a pretty big slap in the face. Now, I agree with you when you say it's still the much better. Ultimate, by far, is still a better.
That's what I mean.
A better proposition than Sony's highest end tier, by far, just because of those day one games. But yeah, now it's like, yeah, $4 price increase plus you lost a significant feature of your, and it's like, well, yeah, but you can be grandfathered in. It's like, yeah, so I have to just, you know, you want a blood sample while you're at it? Like, I don't, like, so I have to live in fear of, like, losing this grandfathered plan. You know, it's just,
you joke, but you're not joking because I'm not on the auto renewal.
Oh, okay.
So if for some reason you are on one of these plans, you're not on auto renew, you might forget and go, crap.
Right.
And now you're paying more for less if you're going for a certain tier. Like,
and to get anything even remotely close to what you had, it's a $9 increase from 11 to 20.
Nuts.
That's almost double. Like, people gave Sony a lot of crap and they deserved it for when they redistributed PlayStation Plus. Like, they did like a 40% jump. Like, it was a significant price hike. And this is not as bad still in some ways, but in a lot of ways it's much worse. Like, this was kind of the worst case scenario in many ways. Unless you're on PC. PC, you're still winning.
Like, you're still eating over there, guys.
Right.
So I guess my ignorant question also, how much does it cost PlayStation and Xbox to have online play?
Yeah, it's not free, but I mean, it's got to be to the point to where, I mean, servers are definitely not cheap. I mean, you're still looking at server racks and stuff like that. Granted, I'm sure they're going to get the best prices of anyone because they're going to buy in bulk and stuff. But I mean, I just had to replace some servers for myself at my job, and I was looking at $20,000 a server. So how many people can they get on that? So again, it's not free right. by any means. But for a company like Microsoft and Sony, it's got to be pretty negligent. It's got to be pretty. I mean, Nintendo even, Nintendo only charges you $20 to play online. So, yeah, it can't be a lot. But especially considering on PC developers, whether you're large or small, you're just not expected to pay to play online there. That's just part of the package. So the fact that Microsoft isn't willing to rock that boat means that it can't be so bad that they're not willing to do it, basically. Like if it was a significant money sink to it's like we're losing 20% of everything that goes out the door because we don't charge people online to play here, they would charge you for online. And so
exactly.
So it cannot be that much. But
because I mean, like, to me it's really just clear as day. Just have the two tiers, one online, one not online.
Right. Or to, like, just take the free PR win. For the love of God, like, you are, for the love of Xbox, you're going into...
The love of gaming.
Throwback. You're going into a new generation, again in last place. Like, supposedly they're going to be doing a home console and a portable. That's the other thing. Is their portable going to be considered a PC or a console? I'm assuming a console, right? But that'd be so messed up if... That's, This
oh wait a minute. That's this a good studio, question.
this market or whatever you want to call it, this tier of product with like the ROG Ally, the Steam Deck, etc. Like the ROG Ally runs Windows, so I could technically get Game Pass on that device at the PC tier because that's what it is. But if I'm a Xbox portable user, is that an Xbox console? Do I have to pay $20 there, even though it's running
yes,
Windows?
Yes, you absolutely do.
Of course you do,
absolutely
right?
Do.
Like,
you absolutely do. That's crazy to me. It's just, that's nuts.
Take the
you can
free
literally,
PR
that
win.
That is absolutely
take
nuts to me. Wow.
The free PR win. Say, guess what? No longer pay to play online. Done. Like,
done.
It's. I'm not saying it's going to... You're not going to suddenly beat Sony. What I'm saying is that is a major up on not
that's
only Sony, Nintendo as well. Like,
that's the huge win because at that point you say that you run with that, the ad, like your next console life or whatever, like the next console launch or whatever you're doing, and you get to play for free online. You win.
Right. Like, especially when you have the Call of Duty, like it just make it, it writes itself
play,
in so
play
many ways.
Call of Duty here. For free online.
Right. So, because whether that person gets on Game Pass or they just buy your console just to play Call of Duty, like, you win either way. Like, people playing Call of Duty on PlayStation doesn't benefit you at
play
all.
Play Fortnite here for free online.
I mean, they already have that on the other two, but.
Like it's just. It doesn't make any sense.
Like, it really doesn't. Like, take. If you were like, again, if you were in first place, fine. You know what? Like, sit on your mountain of money while you collect more money. You're in last
off,
place.
Off PlayStation.
Yeah, you're in last place. If you truly want to compete in this market, do something drastic.
Shake it up. Like,
right.
Like blow up the game side of things, because even if Microsoft loses. Not Xbox. If Microsoft loses the console war again, and they have to, if for some reason, nuclear option, they have to leave the console industry, Microsoft is fine.
Right.
they're still bigger than Apple at this point. Like, so why not just do craziest shit?
Nobody's going to their stockbroker or on their Robinhood account and be like, I can't believe Xbox is gone. Sell.
Right.
Like, nobody's doing that. As a Microsoft shareholder, I'm not doing that. Like, it's just not going to happen. So, it's wild. And it's I don't want to say like I'm upset, because I'm not upset by any means, but it's when I saw this, I just kind of was like, man, like, really? Like, this is almost the worst case scenario of how you could have handled this, which isn't surprising.
Yeah, it's their MO.
For me, it's like, you know, we just talked about their summer showcase, and it's like, you guys did really well. Like,
very, like, damn well.
Yeah, you did very well. And to do this now is kind of crazy. Like, again, especially when you already redid your tiers this year, you've already, like, there is just chaos in the streets over there. There has to be. Like, there are some people that are just like, oh my God, you cannot give Call of Duty away. Are you freaking crazy? And there's other people that are just like, we got to do something, man. Like, we got to get more customers. We just bought Activision. And it's just like, how is this happening? And on top of this isn't even talking about, again, the whole, like, are you third party or not? But in the other real bad thing about this is the lack of transparency of, as well as, it's like, okay, so Indiana Jones is coming to Game Pass day one. When will it come to Xbox Game Pass standard? And they do not have an answer.
Yeah. Like literally, how does that work?
Something like any, it's the same thing that they say with the third party thing. It's just like, okay, well, what about this game? Well, we're going to take it on a case by case basis. And it's like, that's not an answer.
This is what happens when you introduce something and then take it away from people.
Right.
Like, and then this is why we're talking about it. This is why it's the conversation. This is why people can be upset. Because when you look at PSN Plus, it's like, we never said you're getting anything. Like, what are you talking about? Like, right, you might get God of War at some point. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. Like, maybe, and that's just their thing. So every month you're like, is it this month? Next month? Who knows? Like, but you might get it, you might not.
The goal of,
like,
these
services, not looking for it.
The goal of these services is to get you to subscribe and not have to think about it. The fact that you can't answer the question, when do I get Indiana Jones? When do I get the games that you took away basically from this tier? And their question is I don't know. It's like, okay, so
it has to.
So you are encouraging the people to basically wait for your service. If there's nothing for them that month, cancel it. Whereas if in the back of their mind, if they don't, it's like, okay, well, I'll get this eventually. I'll get this eventually. I did want to play this eventually.
I'm actively thinking,
right,
when
you
to
might
cancel.
You might keep it. But now that that's not there, you're just like, okay, nothing for me this month. I'm out. Like, it's just, I don't, why would you do why that?
Man, this is dumb.
This is dumb.
This is real, real dumb. Like,
it also makes our job, not job, but like this show a little bit more difficult now, just because it's like, when we talk about day one games, I still think a majority of people will be on Ultimate. I really do. I think you're going to have like an 80-20 split. But we no longer can talk about Game Pass in the same way. It's like day one with Ultimate.
I think it might be lower.
Day one with Ultimate. You know, like, we have to do this, or sorry, day one with Ultimate and PC. So it's almost like we have to talk down to this third tier now of just like, so, and that's the other thing is we can't even be like, we don't have the answers now of, whatever the next day one game that comes out that's not from Microsoft, we don't know. We don't know if you're going to get it on that tier. So in reality, we don't have a big enough audience for it to really matter. But as if you were an Xbox-centric creator or something like that, this just makes it a little bit harder for absolutely no reason. It really does. And that's this is a boneheaded move that is filled with fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And for the love of God, improve your communication and just commit to something. Commit to something, you imbeciles. That being said, I'm paid to like 2027. So
the worst part about all of this is with this negative press going around, they're going to shuffle out that poor black lady again to take all right, the heat.
Yeah.
Because every time they get the bad press, it's like, where's our black girl? Like,
right.
Queen, please. I take all the heat.
What I feel sorry for about Sarah Bond, I feel sorry for her in that, like, you know, Phil Spencer basically got the, you know, he's the savior, right? Like, you know, we've talked about
right.
him. You know, we think he's probably an all right dude. You know, like, he seems pretty humble. But, like, Sarah Bond is basically took his job, you know, but Phil Spencer has such a fervor around him by the community that, even though she's the Xbox president, he's president of gaming now, people still associate everything with him. And it's like, it's really like, it's more her, you know, she has his job. So it's just, yeah, it's that I do truly feel sorry for her. So hopefully they give her the, you know, let her show off the new handheld, something, you know, give her some positive,
man, like
something positive to do.
That handheld is just a weird situation for me. It really is.
For me, it's going to be very interesting because what's it going to run on? Like, is it going to run on ARM or is it going to run on, a x86 chipset? But for me, also price. Like, price is going to be a big one of, you know, we got a PS5 Pro coming here soon, and I think they might slap a $599 price tag on it. You know, like, consoles do not come down. They are not loss leaders the way they used to be. And you got stuff like the ROG Ally and the Steam Deck, and it's just like, man, they're putting themselves in a weird position. So
this is a real bad time to do that. Like, between the Switch 2 and the Steam Deck, why would you go into the handheld business? Like, this is like, it's
for me, like,
it seems real stupid.
I don't know if it's stupid, but it is a tough play that you're Microsoft, so it's gonna be difficult. You've got to nail every aspect of it. You've got to nail it from a price point. You've got to nail it from a performance standpoint. You've got to nail it from a marketing standpoint. You've got to nail it from a UI standpoint. Like, that device needs to be damn near perfect for somebody to pick it up over or in conjunction with something else. Like, it sort of makes sense in the fact that PlayStation isn't giving you this. While Nintendo is giving this to you, they're not giving you the same third-party support. Like, you buy a Nintendo product to play Nintendo games. If I can buy whatever the Xbox Portable and play the same if I could play Elden Ring 2 portably and get a pretty decent experience, or I can play it on my PS5, you know, for the console experience, like, I think that makes sense, because then you have the people that might double dip. You got the people like, well, I want to play this portably, so I'm going to play it here. You're going to get some of that Switch audience. However, we have no idea what the support for Switch 2 looks like. Like,
yeah, but why would you personally get even?
I honestly, like
over a Steam Deck, for example.
For me,
the Steam Deck has two tiers, the 400 and the 550, 560. So if you can get a Steam Deck for $400 or $500 and they release theirs for $500. Why go that over a Steam Deck that you can literally do anything on?
So to me, it's the Windows play, because Steam Deck still technically doesn't run on Windows. So your compatibility layer, like, you know, Proton works and stuff like that. For me, that's why I say they have to nail everything from price to UI. Like, the Steam Deck and the ROG Ally still feel a little janky. Like, they don't feel the way that they should.
Right.
And I don't think that the portable market... The Steam Deck makes sense, and so does the ROG Ally in many senses, but it's not a turnkey solution the way that a console is. They can give me a real console experience on a handheld. Like, if we finally reach that point to where the PlayStation Portable is truly just a portable PlayStation and it's the same content back and forth, I think the turnkey solution has some merit. Granted, like, unless it's priced in a way that makes sense, like, it's, I said, they're from top to bottom, they have to nail the product from price to UI to the selling points. Like, it's got to be a knockout device, and it's got to give me something that I can't get from Steam or from Valve and ROG, or, you know, whoever, or ASUS. Like, that's like, it's got to have the nice screen, you know, it's got to be perfect. And I don't see that happening. But as somebody who, like, I've primarily gone to PC at this point, a lot of hardcore gamers are switching to PC full time, just because it's becoming so easy. But also, the value proposition of consoles is fading. Like, it really is. When you do the long term math, not only are you getting a better experience most of the time, even if you decided to only spend, you know, $300 or $400 more on a PC versus $1,000 more on a PC, you make it up over time. Like, you make it up over, whether it's a sale, whether it's a Game Pass tier that's literally $8 cheaper in 3 years, that's the same, you know, that's the same hierarchy of money you've saved, but you've also played StarFrame at 60 frames a second, when everybody on console didn't get to do that until recently. So that's where I'm at with it, of just like, I'm to the point where console just doesn't do anything for me anymore. Like, it used to have an experience where I was getting a pretty decent trade-off, and it's just not there. So in a weird way, the Xbox Portable to me is almost perfect, because it's like, yeah, maybe I do want to play Neon White, but I want to play it on my couch and not in front of, you know, I just want to chill out in bed or something and play whatever, Octopath Traveler 2, and I don't want to do it on the big TV. Like, but I also don't want to stream it, because streaming will never be as good as the real experience. So it's such a narrow market, and it's, we'll see, but I don't have any faith that they're going to nail that one, but I'll be a customer just because I'm more curious than anything. But in terms of recommending it to somebody, it's going to have to be a hell of a device for me to recommend it to anyone. So
hell of a device, but a hell of a price for sure.
Yeah. And I don't, we'll see, but it's weird. This is a really weird time to do this. So just wait. Why didn't you wait till after Call of Duty? Like, I don't.
Because at least then you have data.
Right, exactly. Like, at least you change nothing and you see exactly what Call of Duty did for you, but now you don't get to. So, and it, on top of all this, it feels like the cadence that Microsoft wants to hit of, we've bought 30 billion publishers and we spent $100 billion on all this stuff, so that way Game Pass customers and Xbox customers are going to see a cadence of high quality games that all you have to do is subscribe to our service for. By the way, not anymore. Sorry. It's like, you, I'm not saying they would have hit it, but it feels like right now there's a little bit of positivity in that direction. Like, and now they didn't shoot it in the head. Like, this isn't the deathbed of Xbox, but it's like,
oh no, it's definitely lipping around the office though.
Right. Like, you felt good about it. You're like, okay, cool. Like, all right, we're getting there. And then it's like somebody just walked up behind you and just hit you in the head with a baseball bat. Like, it's just like, dang it, man. Like, I just can't get ahead. So
It will always be funny to me, because the success that PlayStation continues to have is so just, why do you have it? There needs to be, there has to be people in the PlayStation office who's just kind of like, whatever we're doing is working. So I don't know what it is exactly, but we're just going to keep doing that thing.
Right.
Because they're not doing anything majorly different. They're not trying to shake up the market. They're literally just making a console and making some games and saying like, oh shoot, like we're the zeitgeist, we're the lead seller in consoles right now. Who would have thought? Like, and it's just like, what are you doing that is so great over there that Microsoft is just kind of like doing it, just throwing spaghetti on the wall, seeing what sticks.
Right. For me, like as a gamer, like I've honestly been pretty disappointed in the PS5. Like, from a software standpoint, like,
oh, I mean, easily, this is the worst generation of consoles ever.
Yeah,
like, it's by far,
from a software standpoint, there is just not a lot that's really, you know, and I'm talking about from first party from Sony. Like, I'm not saying that they've been failures, because they haven't by any means, but like Spider-Man 2, I was okay, you know, I'm not excited about Spider-Man 3 or Venom. You know, like, I'm still going to be a customer because I like the property. But the biggest one for me is Horizon. Like, I really like that first Horizon game. That second one, I didn't really care for it at all. Like, and I don't think I'm going to play Horizon 3, honestly. And if I do, it's not going to be day one. Like, it's definitely not going to be day one.
Sony's still going to be the king of that sort of second party, like only on PlayStation do you get this weird experience.
Yeah, for sure. You know, your Stellar, like, Blade, you know, like that's,
yeah, exactly, like that game, like why is that game a thing? But like, because PlayStation exists,
right?
Like,
so, and that's, they've got that going from, it's just there, that cadence that they hit at the end of the PS3 and during the PS4 cycle of like, you felt like you were missing out if you didn't have a PlayStation. I just don't feel that way anymore. I really don't.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I think they're missing a lot of the smaller titles. Like a lot of, yeah, those is it Stardust? I think it was called
Super Stardust.
So yeah, like a bunch of those little games that were coming out that was just kind of like, wait, this is actually really cool. Like there's PlayStation is really moved on to the AAA live service market of things almost exclusively. So that's, I think that's why games like Stellar Blade pop off, is because like it's a decent B-level game. Like, you know, right. Like those B-level games are still.
But the main thing is they were good about highlighting them. They were good about, right. You know, and I don't need to be advertised to 24/7, but I do have a life. And so, like, yeah, I do watch the directs and I want to see, or what do they call them? PlayStation showcases. I do need to be sold a little bit. Like, there are times in my life where I'm like, no, I'm just going to pick something. I'm going to see what else is out there. I've listened to podcasts. I'm going to hear about this little game, but it's like, no, like I don't have time to see everything. So give me, you know, yeah, it's the Power Watch Simulator.
That's a good point, because Xbox has the game, I think is exclusive to them, coming out by the makers of Persona or people that made Persona.
No, it's not exclusive, but you would think it is. So you're talking about Metaphor Re Fantasio?
Is it Metaphor? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
See, I thought it was exclusive to them the way they were pushing it. So, like, right. Yeah, you keep pushing games like that, where it's just kind of like on Xbox, the next game from Persona makers and stuff like that, because a lot of times, like, things kind of go under the radar with Microsoft.
Right. And again, that recent showcase was fantastic. And we talked about, what was it, something 33, what the hell was the name of that game? The turn-based RPG one.
That looked something real 33, interesting.
Yeah.
Looked like, real interesting.
Does that come with day one Game Pass, only on Ultimate?
And also, speaking of that, I mean, what the hell does that even mean? So, like...
Like, what again, about third-party day one games? What are they doing with them? We don't know.
Like, so if a game comes out today, Ultimate players get to play that today.
Yep.
So does that mean if I don't have Ultimate, do I wait 2-3 weeks, 2-3 months? Is it a year out?
We don't know.
Like, you have to let you have to tell people this information now. And only, like, again, PSN, they don't tell you this information, but they also never offered it to you in the first place.
They never promised you anything. They never promised you day one games. So, like, you've significantly changed the value proposition. No, that's not even true. You've significantly changed the message of the entire service, and you didn't even bother to think ahead of, from a PR standpoint, what this does to you. You are Microsoft and you don't have the answers to what your own platform that you want people to pay money for, what you are doing. That is insane. Insane.
And also very on brand. Like, less the, yeah, I mean, not, like, this, yeah. this is exactly as expected. Like, I'm not at all surprised.
Expedition 33. That's what it was called.
There it is.
It just popped in my head for some reason. Can't wait for that game. And you know what? If you're a Game Pass Ultimate subscriber, you're going to get that day one. If you're a PC subscriber, you get that day one for 40% cheaper. Everyone else, I don't know. Sorry.
That's nuts.
Don't know what to tell you.
That's absolutely nuts.
You might. You might not.
Same thing with single player game.
Yeah. Same thing with what games are coming to PlayStation and Nintendo. I don't know. Is Gears of War E-Day coming to PlayStation? Probably not, but it might. Right. Is Fable?
No, but is probably Fable? Not, but it might. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like they clearly changed. They clearly show to me that they, like, if they go to sleep on a Monday and wake up on a Tuesday and see the numbers in the news go the wrong way, right, by Wednesday, there's a change.
Right.
So
it's
like
that, it's that, right, that lack of commitment and that just like, I don't know. Like, let's try it. I don't know. Let's just see what happens.
When you send me the link to the news, all I saw was the headline. I'm like, this is dumb. Like, yeah, this is so dumb. Like, why would you do this? Like,
but it's Sony does the same thing. Like, the thing that drives me nuts about Sony is the lack of commitment to PC. It's like, you know, their first party game will come to PC at some point, but you have no idea when, and you have no idea what's next. Like, there's not even a cadence for, like, hey, like, this game came out on PlayStation, then this game came out a year later. So logically, game one would come out before game two, and it's not even that. It's just like, no, it's like, no, they're just picking games at random, it feels like. And it's like, dude, just make a commitment, man. Like,
I mean, but that's the thing. I think that's why they don't get, again, this is why they don't get pressed about it, is because the commitment is there. You're getting PS5 games on your PC.
At some
It's just
point.
A matter of, yeah, it's consistently at some point.
Right.
It's consistently, we're never telling you.
Right.
So therefore it's like, well, that's a cool surprise rather than why isn't this out yet?
Right. Yeah.
Where it's like, you know.
It's not any better, but it is simply because there's no expectation. Like,
right.
The expectation is eventually, I don't think that works for Sony nearly as well as they want to claim it does. Like that instance of like, okay, if you want to play Ghost of Tsushima 2, like you really want to play it, we want you to buy a PlayStation because we're never going to tell you it's on PC. But it's like, if I don't think that customer really exists. Like,
oh yeah, right. They're not holding out.
There are people that are like that, but that's going to be 1-2% of your audience. Like me, Horizon 3, if that's a PlayStation 6 game, I don't care. I'll wait for it on PC eventually. You know, like I can't think of any player that's like, oh my God, I can't believe Uncharted 5 is coming on PlayStation only. Like I can't wait. I can't absolutely wait. You've already made that decision. Like you either made that decision or you haven't. So telling it when it's coming to PC, I don't think there's going to be that guy that's just like, oh, well, I couldn't wait before, but now I can. Like, no, they've already made their choice. Right. Like,
yeah. They already have a PS5 in the living room.
Right.
They're good.
Yeah, it's such a strange. What happened to gaming? It used to be so straightforward. The only one that's doing it right, and I still maintain that they will come to PC eventually, is Nintendo. Whatever. Play Mario Kart 9 when it comes out.
I absolutely will.
I still play Splatoon 3 and get absolutely wrecked and be like, why the frick do I play this game? And then I put it down. But you know what? I paid Nintendo for it. There was no question about when it was coming to PC or not.
I'm actually very excited for the Switch too, because there's so many games that come out on the Switch that I just can't. That I want to take with me and play elsewhere, then I'm like, your frame rate's trash, man. Like,
yeah, I've been trying to play Xenoblade Chronicles, and like, it hurts. It hurts to look at.
The best place to play that is on PC, sadly.
I'm hoping the Switch 2 will do some retroactive like upscaling. It probably won't because it's Nintendo, but man, that would go a long way if the Xenoblade Chronicles trilogy like just got an up-res, because it's like, dude, like this is hard to look at. All right, that's gonna do it for this episode. Let us know what you think. 6574-651-9256. We still got some more games coming, but this happened, and so we had to talk about it, as this is a pretty big change. This is a pretty big change, and now we have to have that caveat of why have you done this, Microsoft? We were getting too popular. That's what it was. And they had to, stop it. Stop this pot. They're growing too fast. They're growing. We can't have these people talking smack about Gears Tactics. That's what it's your fault, Basher, because you didn't like Gears Tactics. You said people should pass on it. And
nobody likes it.
And now look what you've done. How do you feel?
I mean, I've successfully, as the Sony pony on the podcast, I successfully infiltrated this show and destroyed Microsoft from the inside out.
I had the attack was coming from inside the podcast the whole time. And I had no
the
idea.
Whole time. People would probably be kind of surprised at how much I speak positively about Nintendo now. But like in our previous podcast, not on this show, but previous shows rather, I beat up Nintendo pretty badly for a while. And I think for me, it just comes down to make me good games. I don't really care what's happening. Like I'm a pretty dumb consumer in that sense, which is why like I'm playing Stellar Blade right now, because I'm like, oh, there's boobs and butts in my face and I'm creating robots. So the brain goes off and I press X to hit things. I'm a very simple man to win over. So the fact that I can get on this podcast and think about the state of Game Pass and Microsoft in their software and think about it in this sort of fashion, I'm just kind of like, guys, like this is not that hard. It really isn't. Like, you own too many developers. You have too much talent. And you have too much money to be struggling this badly in this sector. Like, we figured this out, the winning formula to this. Like, just do what went. Just do the right thing. It's not hard.
Right. It's baffling, but unfortunately, like you said, on brand at this point. So that's going to do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time, hopefully with some better feelings, some better news, and just, you know, as always,
some games.
We just want to talk about games and not the boneheaded moves of Microsoft. So, all right, that's going to do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with some games.
Good day, sirs.